So thinking about this and about Palm Sunday, and I suppose like so many of you, I find this situation we're in really hard to fathom. All that is going on. We're on all continents among so many nations. So many billions of people are in lockdown, and there's just so much need around us, so much uncertainty. And this brings a special poignancy, I think, to any church service we have. And as we think of Palm Sunday today, one of the things that I'm asking us to consider is that in unprecedented times, with unprecedented needs, what does the Lord need from us? What does the Lord need from you or from me? So Palm Sunday, we know, is a highlight in the Christian year. And at this time, we think of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on the donkey. But even at that time, we read in John's Gospel that his disciples didn't fully understand the meaning of what was happening. And some of those who were welcoming him were simply doing so because they thought, here is a prophet, while others had heard of Lazarus being resurrected and thought, here is a miracle worker. Or as Hannah was reading to us, some of the Pharisees in the crowd became upset at Jesus, and they were telling him, rebuke your disciples and tell them to be quiet. They were afraid of what Jesus was doing and worried about what that meant for them in Judaism. And so they were telling him, stop your people from acting like this. But then as we read this story, we know that it reveals something very true and very deep. That as Jesus was riding in on that donkey, here he was acclaimed as king. And this points to him, his majesty, his glory, coming as the Prince of Peace, coming as the king into his city, into Jerusalem. And so this links back, and we understand from the Old Testament reading from Zechariah, rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion, shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. You see, simply walking into Jerusalem would not have had the same sort of symbolism. Jesus actually needed the donkey to be able to ride in and to fulfill what was said in the Old Testament. And so in the New Testament, we read Matthew and Mark and Luke and the Synoptic Gospels of Jesus saying to his disciples, go and get this donkey. And he told them where it would be. And he instructed them, if anyone asks you what you're doing, say the Lord needs it. The Lord needs it. And it seems that borrowing the donkey was prearranged. Jesus had thought about this before, and he had planned how he would enter Jerusalem. He told his disciples where to find the donkey, and he told them what to say when they were taking it. In each of these three gospels, Jesus is instructing the disciples, go get the donkey and say the Lord needs it. And there, almost it would seem prearranged, perhaps some of his followers had made this donkey ready for Jesus. They had tied it up inside the city gate. They were watching over it for the sign that the Lord needed it and his disciples had come for it. And because of the service of these unnamed disciples, Jesus was given this donkey to use in his time of need so that he could ride into Jerusalem and make this bold statement as he was receiving the glory and worship that is rightly his. And I suppose because we're in these unprecedented circumstances, because this is so unusual, because we can't celebrate Palm Sunday as we would normally do. And this year, in a time of heightened need, as I read through this story, it was simply these few words that caught my attention. Say the Lord needs it. And that caused me to wonder, what does the Lord need from me this Palm Sunday? And whatever it is he's asking, am I willing to provide it? What can I give and how can I give it? How can I act to meet what Jesus is asking of me this year? And what can you offer the Lord so that he will be honored and glorified? Well, you might remember also that Jesus told a story of a king who was welcoming people into his kingdom. And in that we read Jesus saying, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was ill and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of these, the least of my brothers or sisters, you did for me." I think against the background of pandemic and lockdown, these words of Jesus carry greater weight for us, perhaps in a sense more poignant. And something for us to remember is this: the king who rode in triumph into Jerusalem is the king who will welcome us into his kingdom. And in essence, when we meet the needs of others, we are meeting the needs of the king. We are meeting the needs of our Savior. And I'm sure that each of us are finding ways of serving him. Perhaps a word of kindness to a neighbor, waving to someone when we pass by them on the street, maybe dropping off some groceries for someone, or as I've heard some are doing, having a prayer walk around the neighborhood, linking with neighbors on Facebook. And of course, some of you are involved in essential services. And in one way or another, you're coming face to face with people who really do need help at this time. As you help others, you are helping and serving our Lord. As you ease burdens of other people, you are easing a burden for our Lord. You're providing practical assistance, and Jesus is doing this to others through you. On Palm Sunday, the king needed a donkey to be able to ride on, and his followers provided it for him, and his disciples brought it to him, acting together to meet a need of Jesus on this day. Today, he needs us to care for others, for our church family, for the people in our community, for the people just over the fence. And so in the week ahead, I encourage you to ask Jesus, "Lord, what is it you need from me so that you can be glorified and honored in my life?" Amen.